Something a little bit different today for the time in Halacha Shiur. I just want to share with you a tshuva from Rav Asher Weiss that I found fascinating. Chelek Gimel of Minchas Asher. He was asked the following question. It's a major ethical issue. That there was a man who desperately needed, to save his life, desperately needed a kidney transplant. And the only available donor, the only available matching donor that could potentially give him a kidney was his child, his son. Okay, nothing wrong with that. The son was well over bar mitzvah, so it seemed to be a wonderful opportunity for a mitzvah. Problem is, the son had severe developmental disabilities and was therefore unable to have the requisite level of das to be able to make an informed decision. Can he take a kidney from his son, considering that it's not that his son didn't agree, it's that his son cannot agree. He's not able to agree to donate a kidney to his father. So this is a very difficult ethical challenge, because the man's life is at stake. Most of the time, from what I understand, when faced with such a choice, when a bar das is faced with such a choice, they do choose to donate a kidney. There's a guy in my shul who just a couple of months ago donated a kidney to his father. And when I said to him, wow, it's such a great thing that you did, he said, I don't understand why people keep saying that. Who would not donate a kidney to their father to save their father's life? I was like, that's true. But still, you know, it's also true that it's a great thing. You know, it's still saving a life. So what are our options over here? What's the svara to potentially be makel? So Rav Asher Weiss thought that in this case we can use the child's, the son's kidney based on the following cheshbon. In an earlier volume of Minchas Asher, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Yud Tes, he points out that there is a Gemara we learned recently in the Daf Yomi in Babasa Kuf Nun Vav that discusses how a child is not able to sell Nachlas Aviv. He's not allowed to sell his father's Yerusha until he's 20 years old. When you're 13, you're already a Bar Das. Why do you have to wait till he's 20? Sometimes teenagers don't have the greatest understanding of the impact of their actions on the future. I think this is a fairly well-known fact about the way teenagers think, that sometimes they don't really fully appreciate, you know, the decisions that they're making and how that's going to fully impact their future. And therefore, to sell away the father's estate is not something we trust a teenager to do. That's halacha psuka in the Gemara. So Rav Asher thought that the same would be true about organ donations. If a 15-year-old kid decides that he wants to donate an organ, it's not fair to take it. It's not fair to allow that to happen, because it's at least like Yerushas Aviv in that case, where he may not fully appreciate, he may just be emotionally caught up in the moment. Nevertheless, says Rav Asher, it seems that's only if you would need the person's das. But if you were to come up with some explanation as to why the person's das is not really needed, then you can take even from someone who has not expressed das. So in order to analyze this properly, he says, let's just think about, at the very basic level, what is the halachic status of donating a kidney? Is that something that's an option, that's a mitzvah, that's a chiyuv? So it used to be, if you look at the early tshuvas about kidney donation, they were very mixed on it, because it used to be very dangerous. It has become much, much less dangerous. It's about as dangerous as any other surgery that one would have nowadays. It is much, much less dangerous. When I asked my doctor about it, he said, there's really no reason not to. There's really not much that's going to happen. Most people that have kidney failure, it's not like one kidney is going to fail and the other one is going to be fine. If you have kidney failure, they're both going to fail anyway. So the only thing that could happen is if a person, Rahman al-San, gets into some sort of accident or something, and the kidney gets ruptured or something like that. So that might be helpful if you had a second one. But other than that, it doesn't seem that there's really much danger involved. And Rav Asher writes, "Umeshabeach ani ma'od." He says, "I am very excited by and praise very much." Mashri isi etzal achenu sheba arzos abris tenua shel anashim yekarim shetarmu kleios latzalas achenu bnei Yisrael av she'ena bnei mishpachtam. I think he's referring to Renewal, the organization that promotes kidney donation even for people who are not family members. I'm sure many of you may know Rabbi Larry Rothwax, who's a Rav in Teaneck, New Jersey, donated a kidney to a total stranger and saved the person's life. I have a friend, the Davos in the Shul, told me when they were discussing renewing the rabbi's contract, someone said, "Oh, we should get a rabbi who donated both of his kidneys. This one's not a big enough tzaddik." You know, like what more can a person do, you know, to prove his tzidkus? So Rav Asher says, certainly it's hard to call it a chiyuv for someone that you don't know, certainly, but a mitzvah for sure. So in this case, would you say zach na adam shalom b'fanav? Here's this developmentally disabled person who's unable to make an informed decision, but it could save his father's life. It's this great mitzvah. Would you say zach na adam shalom b'fanav? So Rav Asher says there are two very good reasons that you cannot say zach na adam shalom b'fanav, that since it's a benefit to him, so let's just do it for him. First of all, in order for Zach Nadim Shlo B'Fanav to work, the Rashba writes in Nedarim and Kiddushim, get in a number of places, it needs to be a Zuchus Gomor. It needs to be something that has no Tzad Chova whatsoever, where there's no drawback, there's no downside. Certainly removing something from a person's body and putting a person through surgery and having 2 weeks of being ill to recuperate, that is not a Zuchus Gomor, meaning it may be saving life, that it's so worth it for an informed person to make a decision about it, but it's hard to call it a zuchus gamur in the sense of zach na adam shel b'fanav. Second of all, he says, the achronim have, the ketzos and others, have a formulation, zachin le adam shel b'fanav v'ein zachin me adam shel b'fanav. You could do something that's a zuchus for a person, but not from a person. If I'm going to take something from him in order to do a mitzvah with his things, for example, I can be mafresh truma maisa for him if I'm using my own stuff to be mafresh to cover his produce. But to take his produce to be mafresh for him may not be considered a zuchus gamor, where you can say zach na adam shelo b'fanav. Aside from that, there is a lot of lumdus about zach na adam. How do you look at zach na adam? Do you look at the specific case? Is this particular case a zuchus or not? Or do you look at the category? For example, shichrur eved. Normally, for an eved to be freed, it's a great zuchus. But what if he's got the cushiest job in the world? His master is the best and is the nicest to him, and he's living better than he ever would anywhere else. So would you say, okay, so for him it's not a zuchus to be freed? Or do we say, no, the category of shichrur eved is a zuchus? Or gerushin, a woman to be divorced. Normally that's not a zuchus to be divorced. But what if she's married to a horrible person? Is it now a zuchus? So there's a lot of rayas back and forth in the category of zach na adam shel b'fanav, but l'chora that is not going to be a valid source of heter over here. That is not going to be what's going to work over here. The second heter, and the one that Rav Asher Weiss is much more excited about, and he thinks really does work, is the notion of apotropos. Apotropos means there are two different ways that a yasom, for example, is left with an estate, and he's a child, and he doesn't know how to take care of the estate. So Beis Din or his father, before the father died, are authorized to appoint an apotropos, someone who can make decisions with the finances, can take care of the entire estate on behalf of the yasom, will do all the masa umatan on behalf of the yasom. Why does the father have the right to do that? Because that's the nature of what being a father is, to worry about his children and take care of the children, and that's how you appoint an apotropos. It has to be in a way the reason that the father is authorized to do that is because the assumption is that the person who's most worried about the child and who's going to be most interested in the child's best interest is the father. Now, l'chora, if you have a father who's taking care of a special needs child, who's taking care of a child who has who could really use a father, b'derech hateva, it's true, there are wonderful organizations that will help the child, and there may be even people willing to adopt the child, but b'derech hateva, there's no one that's going to take care of him as well as his parents in a typical case. And we find that an apotropos is allowed to be to take things from the person if that's what's best for him. For example, the Gemara says, and the Rambam, it's possible in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, that an apotropos is allowed to use the estate to buy nice clothing if he's got to represent the children, so that he can look kavodik to represent them. Well, he's using their money to buy nice clothing that he's going to wear to represent them. Yeah, you're allowed to do that if that's what's in their best interest. Question is, where does the notion of apotropos come from, and can it be applied to non-dine mominus issues? Because taking a kidney is very different than dine mominus. So the Sefer Rav Brachos, Rav Asher quotes, suggest that the whole din of Abuchabas is takanas chachamim. If that's the case, it could be that they were only misaking midin hefker bezin hefker, which would only apply to dinei mamonis. The sugya and kiddushin daf membeis sounds like it's a din d'oraisa because it derives the din of Abuchabas from pasuk nasiyecha lamata. So it sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. But one could argue that even if it's a din d'oraisa, maybe since we only find it in Shas applied to dinei mamonis, it's limited to dinei mamonis. But Rav Asher Weiss does not think either of those is accurate. He doesn't think it's hefker based on hefker, nor does he think it's a din d'oraisa. He thinks that it's most that it's a din d'oraisa based on that pasuk. He thinks most likely it is a din d'oraisa based on svara. Chazal realized it's misvara that in order to support a person and to make sure that a person is taken care of, that there's going to be a din of apotropos. He says Chazal based this on teva ha'olam, that if you have a person who's unable to make life decisions, someone has to make those decisions for him. Who is going to make those decisions for him? We need someone responsible who's interested in his best interest to make those decisions for him. So says Rav Asher, din torahi shenolad min ahechrech u'min asvara. It's a din d'oraisa that emerges from what has to be, because you have to take care of the person, and what emerges from svara. And he says it's ma'isim b'chol yom that we make this assumption. You know, a child, a three-year-old child, has a medical decision that has to be made. Who's making that medical decision? His parents are making that medical decision. It's not dinei mamonis. How do they have the right to make a decision for the child? No, even though it's not dinei mamonis, it's a medical decision, but it's understood that it's their responsibility to care for the child and therefore to make decisions that are in the best interest of the child. And therefore, says Rav Asher, he thinks that if this child needs his father, not because of pikuach nefesh of the father per se, that's the overall consideration, and therefore this child is a mitzvah to do to save the father. Don't look at it from the father's perspective. We have to look at it from the perspective of what's best for the child. The reason you're allowed to take the kidney from the child is because the child needs you to take a kidney from the child so that he will have a father who will take care of him. But if he doesn't have a father, if you don't take the kidney, he won't have a father anymore who's going to take care of him. That's the din of apotropos. Meaning, people look at this from the father's perspective, he thinks we have it backwards if you're looking from the father's perspective. You're looking at Hashavas Aveda, you're looking at, Saman al Dabrecha, all the things that you would normally think of in a Pikuach Nefesh situation. So no, you have to look at the kid. The kid needs this, and therefore he becomes an apotropos. Now, there are rayas back and forth whether apotropos applies outside of dinei mamonis, and the Rav Asher goes through a number of those rayas from Achronim, and he rejects all the rayas that suggest that it's limited to dinei mamonis. He thinks it's not only about dinei mamonis, it's about all areas of halacha. However, and this with this he concludes, he says, one must be very careful if this is the geder of this decision. If the decision is not being made based on pikuach nefesh, which is an easy call if it were, because it's obviously pikuach nefesh. No, if the decision is being made on what's best for the child, Hashochad ya'aver enei chachamim. Sometimes a person who's biased will see things in a certain way, and obviously the father is biased to say, oh yeah, of course it's best for my kid to have me around, and it's best for him to give up a kidney for me. The father should not be the one to make that assessment. The father should not be the one to make that decision, because he's too close to the matter to be able to make that decision, to really look at it from all sides. And therefore he suggests that they should have an independent party that is not emotionally attached to the case, an independent Beis Din or an independent party to make that decision whether it in fact is best for the child. And if it in fact is best for the child, then midin apotropos, you would be allowed to take the kidney from the child in order to save the father's life. Okay.